You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The reason I play this song is that, Ireland, you sent a note today that you think this is a stupid song, they shouldn't do it at the Oscars,
okay,
that Ryan Gosling shouldn't get up and sing and dance.
Has everyone here seen the Barbie movie?
I just saw it last week.
Parker.
Oh, look, Parker's waving the big Barbie.
Mojo Dojo Casa House
towel.
Nice. Here's the thing.
It was weird.
This was the worst song in the movie. Doesn't have anything to do with Barbie. It's Ryan Gosling singing "I'm Just Ken."
Well, it's about Ken. Ken's a big part of the movie.
And Ryan Gosling can't sing.
What do you mean? He was in La La Land. He did the entire musical.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling can't sing.
He can't. What do you think? He got nominated for Best Actor for a musical.
And if he sings this during the Oscars, I think it's going to be a massive embarrassment. Am I the only one that thinks this?
Yes.
Greg?
Absolutely.
Should you want Ryan Gosling to sing "I'm Just Ken" at the Oscars?
There's two different things here. Should it have been nominated as best song?
Hell no.
Probably not. But if you're going to do it, it should be Ryan Gosling.
John, here's the thing. I'm going to lecture you on this.
Oh no.
The Oscars are an entertainment product.
Yeah. What's entertaining about Ryan Gosling singing "I'm Just Ken"?
Because we're already talking about it, and imagine how much it's going to be talked about after it actually happens.
Would you have had Russell Crowe sing from Les Miserables, that song he
sang
at the
end? If he had been nominated, absolutely, if he'd been nominated.
Yeah, song should have been nominated?
Which one?
What song? Yeah, I'm asking.
Well, now they nominated like 10 of them, right?
No, five.
No, from
the one that's going to win is the other song from Barbie, the really super sad one from Billie Eilish. That's the one that's going to win.
Okay.
She's going to already have two Oscars and 11 Grammys or all that stuff.
And she has blue hair.
Yeah, it just seems very strange that a song about Ken, which is the exact opposite of the movie,
well, how about
what
this?
It's thought about, is up for an Oscar. And so is he.
Right, and she isn't.
Right.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Right. And by the way,
a movie about female empowerment doesn't nominate the female.
Right.
I don't think the male director
and
got nominated.
She got nominated for screen. She did not get nominated for best director, Greta Gerwig. It's like the nominations did exactly the point that the movie was trying to make. Ken got nominated, Barbie did not. But I think this will be one of the highlights of the night.
Yeah.
And don't say Ryan Gosling can't sing. Did you not see La La Land?
I did. I liked
La
La Land. But he didn't sing
he sang
a
and
songs.
Danced. He was like from Disney Factory.
Right. He was one of the Musketeers.
Right.
With Timberlake and Christina
all
Aguilera.
All those guys, yeah.
And Britney Spears.
They all sang.
And one more from NSYNC. JC Chazé was in there with those guys.
JT was in there. JT.
Yeah. Timberlake and Chazé met doing that.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera were in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so one of my pet peeves for a very long time is the NFL has all the technology in the world. And at the most critical moments, two old guys with sticks trot out onto the field to measure whether or not it's a first down. Now, my God, every single football has got a chip in it. Why do they actually need two old guys with sticks?
Okay.
I shouldn't say old.
Most
I'm
of
sure
the time
some
they
of them
are.
Yeah, a lot of them are older.
But let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you know the new way they're going to do it?
Yeah, it's like laser technology.
Okay. Is it going to add more time to the measurement? Because if it is, I'm for the sticks.
Lasers are very
fast.
Anything
that adds more, it drives me crazy during NBA games, the length of these replays. We had one last night where, I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was Denny Avida. Took LeBron, drove into the lane, and threw his left arm almost like a punch and knocked LeBron over.
Yeah.
And they call it a block on LeBron. So the Lakers review it. I see the review one time. I go, this is getting overturned.
Right.
It took him 6 minutes.
I know. It's a joke.
I mean,
it's a joke.
It's just,
the NBA is just, this is malpractice on the part of Adam Silver. You've got to eliminate replay. It is especially at the most exciting moments of the game. When the drama is at its peak, they're stopping down for 5 or 6 minutes to make a call that's obvious and in the end may or may not have an impact on the game. Just call on the floor. Call on the floor. Just go with the call on the floor. By the way, the way the NFL is going to do it, it's laser-tested optical tracking. Now, that sounds a lot faster than...
So they just put the ball down, and they zap it with a laser, and it tells you whether or not it made a first down. A
lot different than Ed.
As long as it doesn't add more time to the measurement, I'm okay with it.
But much better than Ed and Mark with a metal chain running out to the middle of the field.
No, Ed and Mark are doing a good job. As long... I'm all about keeping the thing moving.
Yeah, let's move.
Keep the product moving.
Can we not, as a sports community, demand a stop to sports replay? It's not effective anywhere.
You're 100% right.
Like, there's
used to fight you on this. I'm done fighting you on it.
Bergman, is there any reason for replay in any sport at this point?
No, it's annoying. It's actually, any time that you get it down to the granular level, you can find whatever you want. Super slow-mo, you can see whatever you want to see.
Right.
It's crazy how it is. Remember there was a play for the Lakers and Pat Bev, when he was on the Clippers, knocked a ball off of LeBron's hands, and they called it on LeBron going out because it's slowly...
His fingertips on the way.
And we stopped the game for 5 minutes.
Anybody that had ever played basketball knows that was not off of LeBron.
Imagine going to a concert or a movie, and right in the middle of it, they go, hey, we need to review that last scene. We think we saw something that might be a little off.
Yes.
And they shut the movie down for 5 minutes and then come back. They go, okay, no changes. Let's keep the movie going.
Yeah.
It's asinine.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing.
Hey, I wanted to mention.
Oh, by the way, before you mention this,
go ahead.
Greg, in now less than
That's
20
exactly
minutes.
That's exactly what I was going to mention.
We're giving away Fifth Row Friday.
Do we have a question?
We'll come up with
do
one.
Do we have a question?
But Greg.
BBGO Fifth Row Friday.
Do we know what game this is for?
Yeah, it's for Sacramento. It's
Sacramento on
Ooh,
the sixth,
good game.
On March the 6th.
Two All-NBA players, De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, along with LeBron and AD on our side. That'll be fun.
You got to be answer.
It's next Wednesday.
Be able to answer 5 questions correctly, one from each day this week, including one from today that we will try to figure out. Last week, I felt so bad for the guy. He got 4 out of 5.
And he had it.
He got a brain freeze on the last one. And
yep, he had it, too.
Yeah, he called back afterwards and goes, Janessa! It was Janessa!
The answer was Janessa.
Poor guy.
All right, coming up next, would you take Russell Wilson at the minimum NFL salary? We'll do that.
Well, there's a caveat to that, too.
Yes, there is. Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. If you are hiring, you got to use ZipRecruiter. Go to this website right now. You can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful matching technology to quickly and send you the most qualified people for your roles. The guy who invented ZipRecruiter is a guy I know. His name is Ian Siegel, and he puts it this way. We don't leave anything to chance. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click. So speed up your hiring process. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 companies. 4 out of 5. Who use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. Why wouldn't you use ZipRecruiter? Try that website today, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, this is the song that's going to win. It's one of those Billie Eilish ones.
As long as that dumb I'm Just Ken doesn't win.
It's not going to win. It's just going to be funny.
When was this in the movie?
It's like the post game.
What, the post game?
The post credits?
Was it Beto Duran? Was he doing it?
No, Slater had his own Barbie post game.
So credits is what you were trying to say.
Yeah, it's the credits, exactly.
Thank you.
Now, is anybody with me going to see Dune 2 this weekend?
No, zero chance.
Zero chance.
I haven't seen the first one.
Nope. You haven't seen the first? No, Bergman?
I haven't seen
it. Wait, wasn't the first one like 30 years ago?
No, there was one 30 years ago.
With Kyle MacLachlan,
but
right?
3 years ago, there was Dune 1.
That was Chalamet?
That was Chalamet.
Okay.
And Zendaya. And now Dune 2's coming out, and it is the best reviewed movie, it's being said, of all time, and is the greatest science fiction movie of all time. That's what Christopher Nolan says, and Christopher Nolan knows his way around a science fiction movie. So it's definitely worth seeing. I went back and watched the first one the other night in the massage chair with the ears. You still haven't done the ears.
No.
Oh, my God. The ears are the best.
Okay. I may try it tonight.
Bluetooth speakers, one on each side of your, one by each ear, which is awesome.
But you don't even have to wear headphones.
No, you don't have to wear headphones. You're like totally closed in. It's really, really cool. All right, so Ireland, there is...
This is a story that Mike Florio is putting out there, but it's super interesting.
Now, we know Russell Wilson is ultimately going to be cut at some point by the Denver Broncos.
Because he makes too much money.
Makes too much money. Now, Wilson says that if you guarantee him a starting job...
This is according to Florio.
He will come and play for you for the minimum. Now,
I think it's $1.2 million.
$1.2 million. Now, to me, that is an unbelievable deal for somebody. And I'm not a big Russell Wilson fan, right. but for the minimum?
I'm with you. Greg, if you don't have a quarterback, like let's throw out the Steelers, for example.
Sure.
They're trying to upgrade from Kenny Pickett. You can get Russell Wilson for $1.2 million. All you have to do is start him in training camp, and if he flops in training camp, you don't have to
keep
going.
Well, is that true? You don't have to guarantee him the starter job for the year?
You have to guarantee him the starting job in training camp. It's his to lose, in other words.
Well, why wouldn't Atlanta do that? Why wouldn't the Raiders do that?
Well, if
I think they all should.
Just in training camp, if it's not for the regular season, then cool.
Well, I think that it would be bad faith, but that'd be okay. I mean, I think you say, if you come in, we'll list you as QB1, and you'll be our starter until you screw up.
Well, he's going to screw up.
Can I just point out, last year he threw for 26 touchdowns versus 8 picks.
I mean, did you?
And he didn't play the last two games.
And there was a stretch in which they were 6-1.
Yeah, this is when you're, like, the stats and what he is in the game are two separate things. Just because he's not throwing picks doesn't mean he was good.
26 touchdowns, 8 picks tells me he was more effective than not, especially when he got benched for the last two games because they didn't want to guarantee 2025.
Yeah, Craig, let me just throw out a handful of teams, okay?
Sure.
New England.
I mean, for 1.2, yeah, he's better than Bailey Zappe.
Okay, Pittsburgh.
Mason Rudolph maybe better, but yeah.
Atlanta.
Sure. Atlanta.
Raiders. Yeah.
I mean, he's better than Aiden O'Connell, but they're going to draft somebody. I'd rather have a rookie than Russell Wilson.
But why?
Because he's not
for 1.2, if you were paying Russell Wilson $38 million like the Broncos were, I would agree with you. But
I don't. I would pay him 1.2 to fight for the job, not to have automatically the starter.
According to Florio, it's you're willing to make him the starter.
Yeah, I'm not willing to make him the starter
for 1.2 million.
Yeah, but I'm not willing to make him a starter.
I would. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't do this if I was the Rams, but I would do this if I was Pittsburgh or New England or Atlanta. I think Mason's point is he's not going to lose you games.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
He's a middle of the pack. Where would you say? I think
end of the pack.
No. I think, Greg, if you listen to
him, not the guy you think of.
Wait a minute. I think he would come in right around 16, which is dead even.
I think that's dead middle of the pack.
I don't agree with that. Let's see. And
last year, number 21.
Yeah.
Statistically.
Statistically.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you would necessarily. I mean, I would rather have him than some of those guys that finished ahead of him.
You're thinking of Russell Wilson when he was in Seattle and he was playing all well. He's not that guy anymore.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, well, we saw it in Denver. He wasn't good. Yeah,
but he wasn't bad. That's
he
our
wasn't
point.
Bad.
He was 21st out of 32.
What are the Raiders going to do a quarterback this year?
They're going to try and grab somebody in the draft.
But they don't have
one. I would rather have Aiden O'Connell go out there and improve than have Russell Wilson.
But here's the thing. After Caleb and Drake May and Jaden Daniels, probably Jaden Daniels 2 and Drake May 3, who exactly are you going to get?
I mean, you can find someone better than. I mean, first of all, there's also from Washington.
Penix is not projected. You can get him. He's not even projected as a first round.
I would probably try him out over.
Yeah, I don't think you're spending Penix, that pick on Michael Penix Jr.
You can go out and you can get Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, I think, is going back to Minnesota.
Would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Russell Wilson?
Actually, after he played last year, I would rather have Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield actually had a very good year.
All right, I'd rather have Russell Wilson. Sam Howell or Russell Wilson?
No, Sam Howell is terrible.
Right?
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
But you just said you wouldn't sign him.
Probably.
Now, here's a hard one.
In that sense.
Here's a hard one. Derek Carr or Russell Wilson?
He's already been in Vegas. I don't need him there again.
Right.
Oh,
no,
you're talking about
saying,
but in general,
if the Saints
in general,
brought in Russell Wilson,
no,
who would
I don't
you
think they would.
Have?
I would rather have Derek Carr.
You would rather have
Derek Carr than Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Bryce Young or Russell Wilson?
Oh my God, Wilson.
No. Bryce Young. Oh. He's young. He wasn't terrible. He's
Bryce
get
Young
better.
Is bust with a capital B.
No, I don't think he's bust with a capital B at all.
Capital U also.
Yeah,
capital
there's
B
at least 10 teams that I would
bust.
Bring him in.
Yeah. No. Not all four capitals, but capital B, capital U, for sure. I don't have any faith in Bryce Young ever being a big-time quarterback.
I like Bryce Young. Always have, but he's got to prove it.
Yeah.
He was a rookie. You're saying a
I
rookie
saw
is done.
I saw C.J. Stroud do what C.J. Stroud did as a rookie.
They're two different quarterbacks. There's
correct, they are.
Most quarterbacks take time
right,
to develop.
One, Greg.
One did.
Daniel Jones or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
I would actually say Daniel Jones.
Oh, my God.
He has the arm. He just gets hurt. When he's healthy with a good line, he would be better
than
Russell Wilson.
Come on, Bergman. Let's ride.
No.
Let's ride.
I hate this let's ride guy.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
His Wolverine blood.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's an odd dude.
He's high fives when he's walking out of the...
What's interesting about him is his teammates never have anything good to say about him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's ruin the locker room, too, at the same time.
Right? I mean, isn't that...
What are we talking about?
Isn't that
here?
One of the big things? His teammates never have good stuff to say about him. So I think that suggests to me that maybe he's not the
guy
you
want. Give me Sam Howell. That's it. I'm sold. Give me Sam Howell.
Sam Howell it is. I don't know what the Raiders are going to do with... the quarterback spot.
I think they're going to try and trade up and try and get somebody. That's my guess.
It's going to be tough to get into those top three.
I would love to get Justin Fields.
That's the one. If the Raiders traded for Justin Fields,
I'd be happy.
That is a I believe Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback who had too many offensive coordinators in Chicago.
Either trade for Justin Fields or overpay and trade for the number one pick.
Right.
And take Caleb.
Yeah, but then you're talking about three number ones.
Who cares? I go to the less neat school.
Right, by the way, I don't think the Bears will trade Caleb Williams. I think they'd be fools to trade Caleb Williams.
Well, a lot of people think they should keep Justin Fields.
Yeah, I think that's...
I just don't know if they're one of
them. If they trade down to 4 and get Marvin Harrison Jr., they're set.
Yeah, they are taking Caleb Williams. I know it's fun to say, oh, okay, is it going to be Caleb? Is it going to be Jaden? Is it going to be...
No,
it's Caleb.
It's Caleb.
He's the guy.
All
right. He's the next-gen Pat Mahomes.
Bergman... Open the phones. It is time for Fifth Row Friday.
Did we get a question?
I'm looking at the questions.
I'm looking at them.
They're tough.
They're hard.
Mm-hmm.
I will be shocked if the first person gets it. The first person almost got it last week.
Yeah.
He had it, really.
We underestimate people all the time. These are tough questions, but man, we've got some hardcore listeners who are out there every single day. They're taking notes, all that stuff. That means right now, let's do it. Now, if you've not been listening all week,
Don't even call. Don't call. You won't win.
You got no chance. But if you have been listening all week, 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-ESPN. Answer all five questions correctly. and you will win a pair of tickets in the fifth row at Lakers Sacramento on March the 6th. 877-710-ESPN. Only if you've been paying very close attention. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. It is fifth row Friday's pair of fifth row seats to see Lakers Sacramento at Crypto.com Arena on March the 6th. If you can answer correctly, five questions, one from each day this week, including today. Lines are lit up, Ireland.
They are, and you have to answer these all five correct in order, and then you win the tickets. Where do you want to start, Mace?
Let's start with Junior in L.A. Junior, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, Junior, here we go. Question one. Who was the guest that Mason most wanted Greg to get for our show? He talked about it on Monday. Who did Mason want Greg to get?
Larry David?
No.
No, that was me. I'm the one who suggested get Larry David.
I mentioned this like three times.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try Rudy in Pomona. Rudy, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Rudy. Who was the guest that Mason wanted Greg to book on the show? We talked
Tim
about
Cook.
Who?
Tim Cook.
Correct.
Bingo, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Number two. We told a story about a $3.75 million rookie card on Tuesday. Whose card was it?
Need an answer.
LeBron? No.
Not LeBron. Sorry.
This was a pretty big story, too.
We did
a good 15 minutes on this. Let's try Jose in L.A. Jose, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Okay, go ahead, Mace.
Who is the guest that I most wanted on the show this week? I tried to book him through Greg.
Cook.
Tim Cook, yes.
Who told a story about...
We told a story
about a $3.75 million rookie card. Whose card was it?
I think it was Mike Trout.
No.
No, we're...
Okay, well, we've had three, so we can give a hint.
We're not allowed to give hints on this one, John.
Because you didn't give hints.
It's against the contest rules.
Let's go.
It's against the contest rules. And you know how those are.
Yeah.
Jonathan in Santa Clarita. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Hey, Jonathan, who was the guest that Mason most wanted Greg to get?
Tim Cook.
We told a story about a $3.75 million rookie card. Whose card was it?
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
Okay, now we're on to something. All right, Jonathan. What would Michael Thompson's professional wrestler name be had they let him wrestle?
The Bahama Mama.
Oh, no.
So close.
Damn.
So close.
Right there.
All right, we'll keep going.
Tough. All right, Drew in L.A., good afternoon. Drew? Hey, there you are.
I was going to go Bahama Mama, too, man. I can't.
Okay, you're out.
Sorry.
All right, keep going.
Let's go to John in Southgate. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
All right, John, who is the guest that Mason most wanted Greg to get?
Tim Cook.
Who told the story? We told a story about a $3.75 million rookie card. Whose card was it?
The great one, Wayne Gretzky.
All right. What would Michael Thompson's professional wrestler name be?
Bahama Boom.
Say the second word again, please.
Bahama Boom.
Oh, you're so close. I'm sorry.
Everything's right there.
You're so close. Okay, we'll keep it going.
Okay, let's go to Eric in Laguna Hills. Eric, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Eric, who was the guest Mason most wanted Greg to get?
Tim Cook.
$3.75 million rookie card. Whose card was it?
Wayne Gretzky.
What would Michael Thompson's professional wrestler name be?
The Bahama Bomber.
Yeah. That's it, the Bahama Bomber. All right, let's bring it home.
Okay. Michael Thompson, I'm thinking of how to phrase this question. Michael Thompson says, it's easy to settle down with someone unless you are a what?
An athlete.
No. I guess these are tough.
Yeah, these are probably the hardest ones we've ever done.
Okay. Let's go to John. We're going to keep going until somebody gets this. Let's go to John and Torrance. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
John, who was the guest Mason most wanted Greg to book?
Tim Cook.
$3.75 million rookie card.
Wayne Gretzky.
What would Michael's professional wrestler name be?
The Bahama Bomber.
Michael Thompson says, easy to settle down unless you are a what?
What'd you say?
Player?
No.
It's two words.
It's two words, yeah.
Yeah.
Two words. I was surprised this word didn't get dumped by Bergman, but...
No.
It stayed.
Yeah. He wouldn't dump this.
Okay, Mike in Glendora. Mike, you're on 710. What was the guest I most wanted on the show?
Tim Cook.
We told a story about a $3.75 million rookie card. Whose card was it?
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes. What would Michael Thompson's wrestling name be?
Bahama Bama.
Michael Thompson says it would be easy to settle down unless you are a what?
No.
Okay, we're going to start with that.
Okay.
Start with that. I don't know. That guy I can't get rid of for some reason. So let's just do this. Let's go to Tom in Huntington Beach. Tom, good afternoon. Michael Thompson says it'd be easy to settle down unless you're one of these.
A prima donna.
No.
Keep going.
Let's go to Jeff in Long Beach. Jeff, easy to settle down unless you're one of these.
A game player.
No. We said this multiple times.
We had a big laugh out of it. Pepe made a joke about it.
If you don't know it, don't call. Yeah. Go to Andrew in L.A. Andrew, easy to settle down unless you're one of these.
A horn dog.
There it is, Andrew. Okay, now let's get cooking. Who was the guest that Mason most wanted Greg to get?
Apple CEO Tim Cook.
$3.75 million rookie card.
Wayne Gretzky.
What would Michael's professional wrestler name be?
The Bahama Bama.
Okay, now this is it. This is for the tickets. Bring this home, Andrew. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We told a story about Adam Sandler not walking up to Paul McCartney.
Hang on a second. Bergman?
So we need, because of rules, what would Michael Thompson's professional wrestler name be? You have to say it right.
Bahama Bomber.
Okay.
Thank you.
What did you think he said?
Bama.
He thought he said something else.
All
okay.
Right, no, you got it. We told a story about Adam Sandler not walking up to Paul McCartney. Whose podcast did he tell that story on?
Whose podcast did Adam Sandler tell the story on?
Yes.
Correct. We said it twice.
Oh, I don't know.
Too bad.
We took the tougher angle on that one.
You did. Yeah, it's fine. Come on.
Okay. Greg's like, okay, come on. Carlos in Buena Park. Carlos, we're going to start at the end, and then we'll go back to the beginning.
Carlos, we told a story about Adam Sandler not walking up to Paul McCartney. Whose podcast did he tell that story on?
Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, okay. Now, you get these four, you win it. Here we go. Who was the guest that Mason most wanted Greg to get?
Sam Cook.
$3.75 million rookie car.
Wayne Gretzky.
What would Michael's professional wrestler name be?
The Bahamian Bomber.
Michael Thompson says, easy to settle down unless you're one of these.
Horn dog.
There it is,
there
man.
You go.
Carlos, you win.
Congrats.
Only took 35 people.
Hey, a lot of people.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
These were hard.
These were tough.
These were tough. Hey, Carlos, who are you going to take with you?
Hey, I'm going to take my daughter for the first time to see LeBron James.
Oh, I love it.
That is so love great,
it.
Man.
All right, man. Hang on. Greg's going to get some info from
thanks,
you, okay?
Thanks, Carlos.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks to everybody who tried. All of you. That's nice that all of you tried. Who would have thought that the winning answer today would be horn dog?
Never know.
You never know on this
you
show.
Never know in this game.
All right, Game of Games is coming up next. I have won March. I've won February. I now intend to win March, Ireland.
I like it. Stake your claim.
We will do that coming up next. It's Bergman Game Today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Bergman's game today. Brand new month. I am coming off a victory in the month of February. I'm on a roll.
Outright victory. And
yes.
So this is the first day of March. DeAndre Hawkins from our afternoon show is going to play.
Scott Kaplan.
Oh, and
Cap. Oh, where's Cap?
I'm in the house.
South.
Okay. Hi, Cap.
Hi, guys.
All right, here we go. So five players. Brian, DeAndre, Mason, Ireland, Kaplan. Greg, what do you got?
All right, so today is the first day of March, so I have some facts about March.
Okay.
I'm going the way of you, Mason, and I'm making it just two options.
Good, I like that.
Trying to make it as easy as possible in that sense.
Simple, yes.
So one of a saying is a part of a website. A saying about March is what? Is it A, in like a lamb, out like a lion, or B, in like a lion, out like a lamb? Mason.
I will say in like a lion.
In like a lion. John.
It is in like a lion, out with a lamb.
Okay, Brian.
In like a lamb.
Okay.
In like a lamb.
All right, you're going the other way.
In like a lion.
Cap.
I'm going the first one.
The in like a lamb?
I guess so.
It's in like a lion, out like a lamb.
Yes. Okay, so DeAndre,
John, DeAndre,
Mason, Ireland got it.
Correct.
Okay.
Number two. The Day of the Dude is in March in honor of Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
It is a day to take it easy. Is it March 11th or March 6th, John?
I'm going to say March 6th.
Okay. Brian?
Let's go March 6th.
Okay. DeAndre?
11th.
Okay. Cap? Oh.
He said 11, I
said 11. He said 11.
But we're about to lose
Mace.
Him.
I'm going to say 6.
It is 6th.
Yeah.
So who got then? It was Mace.
Damn.
Mason.
Brian. DeAndre. And
Ireland.
Brian. Oh, wait, no. DeAndre did not get that.
I didn't get it wrong.
All right. So the score right now is Mason 2, Ireland 2, DeAndre 1, Brian 1, Cap Zip.
Yes.
Damn it.
Okay. So before 150 BC, the Roman calendar actually had March as the first day of the year. So Happy New Year. What month did the calendar end? Was it in December or was it in January? Brian?
January.
Okay. DeAndre?
January.
Okay. Kaplan?
December.
Mason?
December.
John?
January.
It is December. It was
yes.
actually 10 months. And by the way, January and February were just known as winter.
Oh, just okay. when they didn't even have
winter is coming.
It was a 10-month. And by the way, December means 10.
It is. It's like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming.
Yeah. Right. All right. Mason's got the lead. 3. Ireland has 2. Everybody else has 1.
Yes. Number 4. And I have 8 of these.
Okay.
March is actually the highest month for for what pregnancy prevention method? Is it your tubes being tied or a vasectomy? And we'll start with DeAndre.
Vasectomy.
Okay. Cap.
Yes, I know this is a fact. It is a vasectomy.
Okay. Mace.
It is a vasectomy.
John.
Kaplan seemed sure of himself. I'm going the other way. Tubes tied.
Okay, Brian?
I'm with John. Tubes tied.
You should have gone with Cappy.
And yeah. Absolutely. Yes. It's famous. First 2 days of the NCAA right. tournaments because you plop on your couch. Right. It's not a bad time to get a vasectomy.
And then you throw peas on your peas.
And sit on the couch.
Mason right. has four. We gave him some confidence, and now he's running away with
stuff. Right. Let's go. Let's roll.
Wait, you have three. You have two, right, John?
That's right.
I have two. DeAndre has two. Cap has two. And Brian has one.
Yes. All right. So number five.
Brian.
What is March named for? War or peace? And we'll start with Cap.
Peace.
Okay, Mace.
War.
John.
It better be peace.
I'm going Brian. Peace. I'm going to go war.
And DeAndre.
Peace.
It is war.
God, yeah.
Mace, it's going to win this thing easy.
It's 5-2. All right, there's only three left, so Mason has to go first. Yeah. Number six, Beware the Ides of March is about Julius Caesar being stabbed to death at the Theater of Pompeii. What now sits on the spot where he died? Is it an endangered Corsican hare reserve or a no-kill couch shelter?
Pick one, Mace.
So weird. I'll say the reserve.
Okay, John.
DeAndre and I have to go the other one.
You all have to go the other one. So you're all going with
cat.
The no-kill cat
yeah.
sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's the no-kill cat sanctuary.
Still left. Cappy has four.
Oh, Cappy's in it. Okay.
Oh, Brian, you're out.
No, sorry. No. It's three. Damn. Everybody's three. Cappy has four.
And I only had Brian with two, but go ahead. Stay in, Brian.
Okay.
Thank you.
Number seven, March 21st in history was the day what social media platform was invented? Twitter or Facebook, Mace?
Facebook.
And so you all have to go opposite? No, yep. Cap does not have to go opposite because he's one back.
Yep.
So do you want to go opposite?
DeAndre, Brian, and I are all going Twitter.
Yes.
What do you want to do, Cap?
For the heck of it, I'll go Facebook.
Oh, it was Twitter. So
everybody's
you could have tied it up, Cap.
I could have tied it up.
Okay, so wait a minute. This is interesting now. Mason has five, and everybody else has four.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
Oh, God.
Well, this would be a Clipper-esque
oh, my God.
Tank.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It would be amazing. And Brian would be LeBron.
Here,
baby. Let's go.
March 5th in some places starts a 12-day drinking regimen to get your body prepared for St. Paddy's Day on March 17th. What do they call March 5th? Is it Liver Awareness Day or Cinco de Marcho?
All right, Mace.
Cinco de Marcho?
All right, and everybody else has to go Liver Awareness
right,
Day.
Right, Liver Awareness.
Liver Awareness Liver. Day. It is Cinco de Marcho.
Oh, you almost gacked it.
You was close. Do you want the tiebreaker just
yeah,
for
fun? Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about the vasectomies going up in March due to the NCAA tournament. What percentage do appointments go up by? Just the closest, Mace.
Okay. I will say they go up by 36%.
36%, John?
17%.
17%. Brian?
7%.
DeAndre?
25.
And Cappy?
37.
37.
It's exactly what I said, but okay.
No, you said 36.
Said 36. Oh, okay. 36. Yeah. He was right to do it. It's 50%.
50%?
It goes up by 50% in March.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you had one, John?
No.
No?
I want
Cappy,
one.
Have you had one?
So I'm glad we're having this conversation. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. Mace, have you had one?
I have. There's really no call for it. There's just no
why?
Need.
Why not? Why?
He's going to get Juan pregnant.
The dangers right. of pregnancy do not exist for me. No.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. That's not necessarily true.
Sure it is.
Why?
No,
how
no.
is it not true?
I'm in a monogamous relationship with an adult male human being. There is no chance of pregnancy.
That doesn't. Hey, hold on a second here. You have said to us many times on the air before that there was another time in your life where you slept with ladies.
Sure, I did. When I was
that
younger, yeah.
Doesn't mean you won't sleep with a lady another time in your
life? No, it
does.
It means I will not sleep. No, correct.
You cannot
I am with
guarantee
one,
that
I
today.
I am with one person, period.
Right. But you never know. You might wake up one day and be like, you know what? I think she's hot. I want to do
yeah,
it with her.
I'm not going to get... I'm
Mason's
not gonna get
an absolutist. Yeah. He'll never admit that.
I'm not
oh, really?
Going to get yeah. snipped just in the event that I someday do. It's not going to happen. Now, why'd you get snipped?
Well, why do you think? I already had four kids.
Right. Now, is it painful?
Not at all. But I will tell you this. So I had my third kid, right?
Yeah.
And I decided, all right, I'm getting a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
So I go see this urologist, and you know, they do whatever pre stuff they have to do, right? And then I called. This is like a week or so later. I called. I don't know. I had a question or something. And the lady at the front desk, she goes, "Oh, are you the guy on the radio that's talking about getting a vasectomy?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am." And all of a sudden, I didn't feel good about it. Something just seemed off. Like she was too deep into my business. So I canceled the vasectomy. Then impregnated my ex-wife for the fourth time.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, no, now we're having another one, which thank God we did, obviously. But then as soon as the fourth one was healthy and everything, I was like, that's it. Done. Snip, snip.
All right. Now, so there's two things that story reminded me of. Here's the first one. Do you know who announced today he's having his fourth kid?
Who that?
Do any of you guys know this?
No.
Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry. Really?
Aisha's pregnant with their fourth child. Congrats. That's number one. The number two, Cap, you remind me of my buddy Jordan from college. He gets married. And they have three boys, and they decide they don't want to have any more kids. So, and lo and behold, his wife gets pregnant. So number four is on the way. It's another boy. He has to be delivered via C-section.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So while they're in the delivery, the doctor says, while I'm down here, he says to the wife, do you want me to tie your tubes? You guys are done having kids, right? Mm-hmm. And they both said, yes, please do that. That's awesome. And Jordan out loud says, oh, my gosh, this is great. I had an appointment next week to get snipped. And she looks right at him. His wife looks right at him and goes, you are not canceling that appointment. We need to be double protected. And so now
there
they
you
are.
Go. Yeah.
They are. Her tubes are tied, and he's snipped.
No chance there.
And that was the end. All those kids are grown now.
Good.
That was
him.
The way they finally
By the way, I'm
the
pretty
door.
Sure that Brenda is actually going under today.
Going under
to get to have her baby.
Is today the day?
Today's the day.
I thought she already had it.
She had not. She has not had
and
it.
And I've heard the name floating around. What is the name?
I don't think he wanted to say it.
I heard it on Travis DeSliwa.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Why has Jorge been out up till now?
Because he's on leave. Because it could have happened at any point.
Oh, okay.
Any
yeah.
Point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And normally they wait until the baby's born.
Yeah, but she was like dilating, so she was
okay. Yeah, yeah.
So how long does a guy get for leave now? Maternity leave.
Paternity.
You get
paternity.
2 months, and he's
8 weeks.
8 weeks. Yep.
Okay.
So he's taking a month, and then I think he might take another one later.
8 weeks paid leave. I gotta get Lisa pregnant.
Oh man, I gotta get a baby.
Doesn't work for you.
I gotta get
one. Mace.
Yeah.
See, Mace. I told you.
See, we turned you around in 10 minutes.
Right. 2 months?
Yeah. Hey, Brian, hit the super stage.
It's Outfit Friday!
So I'm going to give you guys a heads up early here.
All right.
At exactly 4:12, I'm out of here.
Why?
Okay.
What's happening today?
It's just a busy afternoon. And it's Friday.
Is it 8 weeks? Did I hear Bergman say that correctly, that we get 8 weeks paternity leave?
Yeah, George, you need to have more kids.
I was just going to say, when I had Mateo, he's five. Like, it was probably like 2 weeks, I think, maybe.
I don't know if that's different for talent, but for part-time.
Well, no, I just think it was also changed.
Yeah, it
over
has
five
it has evolved over time.
Yeah, yeah. I think I had two or three weeks or something like that. It wasn't that long, for sure.
I'm telling you right now, when my last kid was born, so she's 17, there was no such thing as paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I'm not joking around here.
It didn't
exist.
I mean, I think probably when I was born, my dad went to work the next day.
Let me ask my wife. I'm curious to see if she remembers. Hold on a second.
Hey, listen, while George is
checking on paternity leave,
listen, John, you asked the question about does a vasectomy hurt?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys something. Am I the only guy that's had a vasectomy here?
I think so.
I want one, Cappy.
Okay, well, you should get one. Let me tell you what they do, or at least what they did when I did it. Maybe technology's changed.
Just the idea of it makes me squeamish.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. What happens if you get 8 weeks? I'll do it then.
For 8 weeks?
You would get if you got 8 weeks off?
For a vasectomy,
For a vasectomy, yeah.
All right, so I've just confirmed with my better half, because she has a way better memory than I do. She says that with Aria, I had 2 weeks, and that with Mateo, it was six. But I said, but I didn't take six, did I? And she says, no, you're an idiot. And I said, yeah, okay, then I am an idiot. Yeah. You're right.
Now, George, have you considered a vasectomy since?
Wait, can I still take, if I didn't take all six, can I still take it?
Like, that is an excellent question.
You can't carry over the time. No,
you got him in the bank for sure.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You got him in the bank.
Would you consider a vasectomy?
Can we ask HR if I
can
still carry those over that I didn't take?
How long are you working here? We don't have an HR department. Come on.
We don't?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal on the vasectomy. Here's the deal. As a guy, you are wide awake during this procedure. It also lasts all of about, I'd say, 5 minutes. And I'm not joking.
What procedure is it?
So they give you, Cappy, a local anesthetic?
Yes. So they So here's what they do.
You knocked
so,
me out.
So first, they shave the area.
Okay.
If there's any,
I mean, honestly,
Mace, seriously,
no,
not joking.
Really.
They with like a
they
Bic,
manscape you
with like a Bic razor.
Okay.
Like, you know,
really? Not like not like a machine?
No, and no like shaving cream, no hot water, like dry.
Right.
So like with a Bic razor, right?
Okay.
Now that's if you have anything. Like I went in clean, thinking I was good. They gave me a little touch up. They give you a shot, okay, and they make a tiny little incision into your deal, okay? Then, I'm not joking with you guys, not one bit.
Okay.
They take your testicles out in front of your eyes.
No, stop.
In
stop,
front of your face,
stop,
dude.
Stop,
like
stop.
Right there, right? Like, oh
I'm
my
never,
God.
I'm never doing this.
Nobody's
okay, then,
ever doing it after
then,
this.
Then
no,
they
you
put
have
a,
effectively killed vasectomies no. for the mass portion of our audience.
Then, yeah. Let me tell you something.
Agreed.
Then they put them back in, right? And then they solder them
thanks.
Shut.
Oh,
they,
no. Oh,
it's
God.
Not a stitching. It's not a stitching. Oh. It's like a soldering. Yeah. Oh. And you can see the smoke, and you can actually, I'm not joking, you can smell it. Okay?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It is like.
Boy, Pepe just sent me a text. He had a vasectomy in 1984.
Right. And back then.
Oh, wow.
It's 40
then,
years ago.
It was like a back alley vasectomy.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, my dad had one also when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And I remember he was like bathing in the bathtub after it was done. He's like, come on in here. Check this out. I'm like, what's going on here, Dad? He goes, look at this.
Let's change the friggin' subject.
Yeah, to anything.
Yeah. But let's talk about something the opposite of that. Whatever
all I can
that
tell
be.
You is this. They stitched him up back then.
Okay. They soldered you.
They soldered. Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Hey, Sinano, are you working the Laker Nuggets game tomorrow? Did we lose
No,
Sinano?
I'm working the Suns OKC on Sunday.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out if Jamal Murray's going to play. He sprained his ankle in the first half last night in Denver against Miami and never returned. So is it a safe assumption that he probably won't play?
Yeah, he's also been dealing, John, with really bad shin splints.
Right,
you know,
I read
he's had
that.
A lot of surgeries on his legs. You know what I mean? So, like, so
I would think they would err on the side of caution. I kind of hope he does play.
Yeah,
I love watching him play. But
yeah,
it would be
a huge break. And they've done fairly well with Reggie Jackson in the starting role, less so when he's coming off the bench. But yeah, I would say a safe assumption, he's probably not going
to
play.
Yeah, probably too early to say.
That's a break.
Yeah,
big time.
Lakers will take any breaks they can get. They're in ninth place.
Yeah, and especially with the schedule, the way it's set up right now, based on the number of home games, based on the number of teams with winning records, et cetera, yeah, you'll take any break you can get.
Yeah. How big a now we were saying earlier. I think that when we die, there will be nobody who has outscored LeBron James. There will be nobody that surpasses 40,000 points.
How long do you plan to live?
Well, no, but do you honestly think nobody's even in the ballpark?
Well, who's next?
Durant is next, and
Wemby.
And well, Wemby's the one you got to think about. And George Hill, the one I thought is a possibility, might be Luca, because he averages 30
Luca
points a
game.
Luca
said he's not going to play that long, though.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, he's already said that he's not playing 20 years.
Do you think we'll see somebody else score 40,000 points?
I mean, probably not in my lifetime.
But
I didn't think we would break Kareem either, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just when you look at it, to me it's a little bit like what is it like the hits record, that's never getting touched, the wins record in Major League Baseball never get to. I think this is going to be one of those
wins
records
for sure.
That's
I'm
not
with you on that.
This is just one of those records that's never going to be broken.
Well,
I don't
I'm just
think.
Looking at this right now. So LeBron is 9 points away, as you guys know.
Yep.
Durant, John, as you point out, is behind him by 11,000-ish points, a little bit more. So he's only at 28,000.
Yeah.
James Harden at 25,000 and change. Russell Westbrook, wow, Brody at 25,000. And then Steph Curry. Steph's at 23,000 and change. So, I mean, if there's one guy that maybe you think, well, maybe Steph because he just bombs away threes all day long. But Steph is, you know, 17,000 points behind LeBron.
I mean, it's the longevity, man. I mean, it's just unreal that he's doing. I mean, last night, the game against the Clippers, it's just unbelievable that he's doing what he's doing at the age that he's at. And I don't think, I don't think we're going to see anybody surpass 40,000 points.
By the way, George, where does LeBron end up in the All-NBA discussion? Second team, third team? He's not. Could he make first team? Probably not.
That's a great question.
But I
would probably say no, just because of their record. You know what I mean?
Because he's doing things that no one's ever done before. It's hard to characterize where you would put him. My guess is the front line will be some
Jokic
combination of Jokic, Tatum, and who?
Giannis?
Yeah. Probably.
Because the positions don't matter anymore, right?
Well, if that's the case, then he could sneak in there. Because you could put LeBron and Shea Gil. I think Shea's got to be there. My thought is Luke is probably going to be there too. But Shea's been great. Anthony Edwards has been great. If Minnesota finishes with the best record in the NBA, I think you got to have a Wolf probably in there.
Yeah. So I mean, Donovan Mitchell's probably going to be in All-NBA this year. He's got the 2 seed right now.
Right. So, and Embiid's not going to have played enough games to qualify, so that actually helps. But my thought is LeBron will be second team and outside chance at first team.
Did you say you have to have a Wolf in there?
A timber wolf.
Okay,
but
the way you said wolf, I thought, I was like, okay, that's actually
funny. That is the singular.
Yeah, right, that's right, because they are the timber wolves, but you have to have at least a wolf.
Oh, you know what? Ireland, Sabonis is probably going to be all NBA this year.
Yeah, maybe De'Aaron Fox,
and
too.
And Kawhi.
Oh, yeah, Kawhi, I forgot about. Kawhi's probably
KD?
Probably going to have to be first team.
Hey, Cappy, I joined you in debauchery. last night in terms of the eating.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Ordered, in bed, I heard.
While bed is getting popular with the millennials, I'm not alone. But no, I'm still at the table. But okay. We had a Sicilian pizza.
Ooh.
Now, Sicilian, we got it from a place called Prince Street over in Venice. They got a bunch of locations. But a Sicilian pizza reminds me of a Detroit-style pizza.
I'm not I understand what Detroit style pizza is.
What is a Detroit style pizza?
It's like a thick crust.
Thick crust.
But it's got
that Chicago style is thick crust.
No,
it is thick crust.
It's deep dish.
Right.
Deep dish.
But Sicilian is square, I believe.
Yes, it is square.
Like Detroit.
It was originally made from focaccia bread as the crust, which is why it's thicker. So it's not like deep dish like Detroit, but the crust and like the base of the pizza. Not just the crust, but like the, you know, whatever, the dough, the bottom.
It was really,
it's
really good.
It's my favorite.
Good.
It's what was so
on
good.
It? What was on it, Mace?
It was the meat lover, so it had it had pepperoni, spicy pepperoni, sausage, and then prosciutto.
Ooh.
A little prosciutto on there, too.
So how much of this pizza did you eat?
Half.
And did Juan eat the other half?
Yes.
And so you two ate the entire pie together?
Correct.
Like me and Morales when we do road pies. So, all right, so how disgusting did you feel afterwards?
Awful. Just awful.
And did
you know
stop
what made
there?
You know what made it worse?
But tell me you ordered donuts after.
We ordered donuts.
Yes! Oh, wait a minute, what happened to the no dessert thing?
It starts for March. So we decided no dessert in March.
Big, yeah.
So on the 29th, we thought, let's get some donuts in under the wire. So we hit the donuts last night.
So you had
too.
Like a total carb out last night.
Oh
my. And then the sugar on the donuts.
Oh
what an terrible. Animal. What what a disgusting
then,
animal you
then
are.
Then I got on the scale today. I'm at 192.5. I haven't been. It's just terrible.
Ass.
It really, nice. I do. I feel gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And so March is going to be super clean eating, but now I know how you feel.
Yeah. I feel disgusting.
Are you drinking at all?
No, I'm not drinking right now.
That's good, because drinking is empty calories. That's where you get, that's what gets you a lot.
I'm also not smoking right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on, time out.
Yeah.
When you say you're not
straight-laced
smoking,
base?
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm very straight edge right now.
But does that mean you're not using any THC products of any kind?
Oh, no, I'm using a ton of THC. I'm just not smoking it.
Okay, so you're using gummies.
Gummies.
Okay,
and I'm hitting them hard.
Are you vaping at all?
I hit the vape a little bit.
Okay,
just a little. So
I love the
vape.
Way you say that. I'm not smoking, as if we're all going to be super impressed, as if you've quit. But no, you're just using different forms. I
Correct.
Like that. That's smart.
Now,
I like that.
Chris at the Green Cross in Torrance is developing a special Venice Mace strain right now.
Hmm.
Which I think. I've always said if I could have one product, like you guys probably bottle of wine or something, a strain of Venice Mace cannabis, I think would be a great honor.
I think you're making such a huge mistake.
Why?
Such a huge mistake.
Why?
Because while Chris is a great
listener. He's a great guy, yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a great listener. He takes care of us. Okay, the fact is that in the cannabis industry,
mm-hmm.
okay, the one thing they actually need more of
yep.
is more brands. Okay, believe it or not, like, because you could walk into the Green Cross and you could get lost with who do I like, what do I like. They actually are looking for more and more and more brands. You should be doing this on your own.
You think so?
100%. You should. My kids and I are all talking about starting our own cannabis brand, not growing it, not cultivating it, just creating our own labeling for it.
Really?
And what we're going to do is each strain is going to be the nicknames that we call our dog. You know, so like
okay.
we got a whole game plan.
So how many nicknames do you have for your dog?
We have like five of them.
They are?
You know, yeah. Let's see. We have Mr. Handsome.
Okay.
Okay. Noomer Doggy.
Okay.
Jack the Guy.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a couple others. So each strain does something different to you. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we're using the dog's nicknames.
It is funny how people, you know, have nicknames for their dogs and wind
yes.
up not calling their dogs by their actual names. Like, for
right.
example, we have a dog named Tootsie Boots.
But what's the dog's real name?
Sophie.
Oh, okay. Why do you call her that?
It just, for
it
some
just
reason,
stuck.
It just stuck. Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Tootsie Boots.
Little Mr. Adorable Pants. We have Little Mr. Adorable
wow.
Pants.
That's a lot for a dog.
I mean, my
remember.
Dog's name is Jack, and we call him the Noomer Doggy.
The Noomer Dara.
Like, I don't know why we call him the Noomer Doggy. That's what we call him.
Yeah.
Tootsie Boots is cute.
Yeah, Tootsie Boots is cute. We also have Goonsie. Goonsie's another one we use
oh,
all the time.
That's so cute.
Goonsie. So we could actually put out a whole line of cannabis.
Right.
So you're saying I should actually do it in an organized way and make a business of it.
I'm saying that if Chris does this for you, while you will be extremely flattered.
Flattered, yes.
You will have missed a monster opportunity
mm.
to actually take advantage of the situation.
So who do I need to get in touch with? Like somebody who cultivates?
All right, hold on. Johnny I?
Yeah.
You're not going to be surprised by this, but ready for this, Mace?
You have a guy?
I got a guy.
I
got in fact, Johnny I don't have a guy. I got the guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. You've told me about this guy.
Oh, yeah. I got the guy to make the Venice Mace strain of weed.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to talk to you separately.
Okay.
Because
sorry, Chris. I don't mean to ruin it.
Chris, I have no issue with you doing anything you want with me. I'm not going to start my own cannabis brand. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Venice Mace Kush. Now it would be an indica. What is it for you, Captain?
Oh no, I'm a sativa.
You are a sativa. Yeah, you are constantly sativa.
Yeah, I want to be up,
and I want to be mellow. I got to shut my mind down.
Yeah, in the couch.
Yeah. All right. So that's the weekend. Here we come.
All right.
Yeah. It's 4:12.
Weekend. Here I come.
See you.
Because weekends are made for fun.
See you Monday at 1.
Yeah.
710 ESPN.
Yeah.